Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan, while this isn't the first snowfall that we've seen already in Western New York, this is the first snowfall, though, that we've seen during the morning drive hours on a regular weekday, and it caused a little bit of a mess. What can you tell us about how busy that you guys were at AAA?
First snowfall always kind of gets us, but we were definitely a lot busier than normal. So actually right now, about mid-afternoon, we're already over our call volume for like last Tuesday, the Tuesday before that. So we should end up around 175% of our normal volume today. But yeah, we definitely saw, you know, some winch outs, people sliding off the road, getting stuck a little bit. Very high tow volume and battery volume were kind of our three main contenders this morning.
Where did this call volume for you kind of maybe measure up in years past with the first sort of snowfall that heavily impacts a drive commute, whether it be the morning commute or the afternoon commute?
This one is not quite as bad as some of the other ones. You know, I've been with AAA for between contractors and AAA over 20 years. And I can remember some of those first snowfalls, you know, the October storm and some of those crazy ones that just are just absolute kind of insanity out there on the roads. This one, though, wasn't too bad as far as those things go. Definitely, though, we did see an elevation. But we also had more cars on the road, too. So a lot of times when you get those big, giant snowfalls, we don't see a lot of calls because nobody's going out. Well, today, more of a, you know, one could even call it maybe a nuisance snow. Everybody was out. You know, normal habits kind of abounded, and we had a lot more people on the road. So when I say it's not too crazy, it is definitely up there. We've seen, like I said, about 75% higher than normal. And in years past, we've maybe, you know, only seen about 50%. So this one kept a lot of people out on the road and gave us quite a few calls.
Why does it seem like that the first snowfall of the season, especially whenever it does affect a morning drive like it did today, catch so many people off guard?
You know, there's a lot. It's funny. It happens every year. And even when we go through breaks where we get some pretty nice weather, that first kind of returning snowfall, we see similar patterns. There's a lot of factors to it that we see. One is, you know, people maybe are still kind of rushing a little bit and not leaving the space that they should, or maybe even going a little too fast for the conditions. Vehicle maintenance is another one that we see. So get to a lot of calls and, you know, somebody will say, I knew I needed a battery and I just didn't do it. Maybe they, you know, they needed tires and weren't able to get it done. And we get it. Those things are very expensive and then take planning in order to do that. But it does seem like it catches people off guard. And then it does take a little bit of time to, you know, kind of redevelop or remember, I guess, that muscle memory of leaving space, your winter driving habits, slowing down well before your stop sign, anticipating looking further ahead down the road. But it's a lot of habit that we have to relearn, and it does seem to take a snow or two for us to do that.
What winter driving advice do you have? I know that you probably give a similar spiel every year, but sometimes people need a refresher in terms of maybe some of the tips of driving in the wintertime.
Absolutely. It's just a little bit of a reminder. Number one thing is leave space, which means leave time. So if your normal commute is, you know, 15, 20 minutes or 30 or 40 or whatever it is, just expect that it's going to take at least 10 to 20 minutes higher than that. You know, people are slowing down. They are leaving more space. So that just creates you know, you stop at the red lights a little bit more frequently, and it just takes longer time. So patience is definitely a number one thing that people need to bring to the roadways when the snow starts hitting. But definitely as far as habits themselves, leave space, leave time, and look further down the road than maybe you're used to. You know, kind of look further up at the traffic lights, watch for brake lights, and a few other things like that as you're driving down the road. And in addition to that, we have vehicle maintenance and, you know, vehicle preparation. Make sure that your fuel tank is full. If it's not, you know, if it's below a quarter tank, stop and get some gas, which I know adds more time to your commute, but can save a situation where you're stuck in traffic and your car runs out of gas. And brush your car off as well. So we see a lot of the snow flying off of cars that can be a hazard to other drivers. So things like that really do go a long way in preventing breakdowns and accidents.
And if you happen to find yourself in a situation where you did veer off the road and you're in need of assistance from AAA, what are some of the tips that you suggest for people that find themselves in that situation?
Everything's a little bit situational, but the number one thing we tell people is when you experience a roadside breakdown, make sure that you stay in your vehicle and keep your seatbelt on. Call for help. You know, if you have something to make your vehicle known, like, you know, flares or triangles or something, you could certainly use those. But we don't recommend people get out of their vehicle unless it's absolutely necessary. Winter driving also brings us that one added complication where if you fall off the road or go into a ditch, you need to make sure that your exhaust pipe is clear. We didn't get, you know, a ton of snow this round, but we know that's coming. So in that case, you do have to get out of your car and make sure your tailpipe is clear, because otherwise that carbon monoxide will actually leach back into your vehicle, creating huge issues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.